We start the fourth quarter, Tri-Valley in possession. Skolten inbounds to Rachel Chipota. Chipota tries to get it down low to Wendy Gore. Wendy Gore can't control it. Or actually, that was to Teal O'Connor. She can't control it. Ball goes out of bounds. Jennifer Crosby brings it down the floor for Sioux Valley. Crosby works it into the forecourt against a 1-3-1. Well, kind of a 1-3-1. Wow. Ariana Smith tries from 30. Comes up a little short. She might have had a chance if she tried from 22, but nowhere near on that one. Okay, inbound pass goes to Skolten. Skolten working against Ariana Smith. Smith reaches in right away, gets away with one. Skolten gets the ball to Hannah Keith. Gets it back from Keith. Drives into the lane, but loses control. Gets it to Jennifer Crosby. Picks up the loose ball. She loses control of her feet, and she travels. Under a little bit of pressure from Courtney Adams. Half minute gone by, fourth quarter, 46-23, Tri-Valley. Both teams in degree of foul trouble. Inbound pass from Teal O'Connor to Skolten. Skolten's fouled. She spent a lot of time at the free throw line. I think she's our game high scorer. She'll try to add to her total somewhere in the low teens. And Skolten will check it out from the free throw line. Skolten shoots. No good. She's got another one coming. That's 18 fouls on Sioux Valley. There's creeping up on the double bonus. All fouls from Sioux Valley will result in free throws. Tri-Valley has one to give. They have five fouls on the half. Skolten's second shot is good. Stretches the lead to 24. O'Connor inbounds to Jennifer Crosby. Crosby pushes it up the floor. Gets it just inside the line. Gets it to Ariana Smith. Smith goes to O'Connor up at the top of the key. Crosby comes in reliever. Crosby gets it to Nagus out of free throw line extended on the left. Back to Crosby. Down to Tez Matthews on the baseline. Back to Crosby. Crosby way up high against this 1-3 zone. Gets it inside to the free throw line to Tez Matthews. Matthews turns, shoots a little wild. Gore gets the rebound. She's wrapped up by O'Connor. That's going to be a foul call. Wendy Gore is going to go to the free throw line. Wendy Gore will shoot free throws. Wendy Gore's got a lot of nicks and bangs to work off. She limps to the free throw line. She's been a little inconsistent from the free throw line. Consistent everywhere else. Tons of rebounds. A lot of good passes. A lot of great scoring. Free throw line is a bit of her nemesis. She banks it up off the glass and in. Acts like she meant it. Here comes her second attempt. Gore puts this one up off the back of the rim. Skolten almost had a rebound, couldn't control it. O'Connor gets it on the floor. Sierra Peterson is checked back in for Sioux Valley. She pushes it up on the right-hand side, gets it to Ariana Smith, who didn't know what to do with it, tries to shoot again. This one was going to be from 18, but the ball gets knocked out of bounds. Not sure who was out off of, someone from Sioux Valley. And Tri-Valley has possession. Skolten will work the ball up the floor. Looks like Sioux Valley's in a 1-3-1 of their own, or maybe a 1-2-1-1, which I'm not terribly familiar with. That's more of a trap set. O'Connor comes up with a loose ball, gets it up to Ariana Smith. Smith pulls up and shoots. Shot no good. Nagus with the rebound on the weak side. She shoots and misses. Wendy Gore with another rebound. Wendy Gore is going to bring the ball up the floor. She's looking to go up court to Chipota. She finally gets it to Chipota. Chipota is now covered by O'Connor. Chipota gets it back to Gore about 12 feet from the basket. Gore with a nice pump fake, but then she traveled. Ends up on the floor once again. Turns the ball over. Hannah Keith's going to check in, give Teal O'Connor a breather. Sierra Peterson brings the ball up the floor for Sioux Valley. Sierra Peterson working against the 1-3-1. She tries that long entry pass. It's just not effective for them. It's broken up by Hannah Keith. Hannah Keith is going to pull the ball up the floor. Hannah Keith tries a long entry pass, and that one's a bullet, really tough to pull down. Skolten got it on her fingertips but couldn't reel it in. So they trade turnovers with very similar passes. O'Connor gets the ball into Crosby. It's Crosby, Peterson, O'Connor, Nagus, and Matthews in for Sioux Valley. Ball goes to the free throw line, extended to Tez Matthews. She tries a nice shot, but it rolls around and out. Wendy Gore, another rebound. Wendy Gore drives up the floor. She's trying to work with Skolten, but they're outnumbered. Ball's tied up temporarily by Peterson. Ball hits the floor, and Keith picks it up. Keith puts up a shot. Skolten gets the rebound. Skolten gets fouled again. She's going to go to the free throw line, try to add to her scoring totals. Skolten's got two shots. First shot is good. She's got to be somewhere around 15 points on the afternoon and has probably scored eight of their last 12 points. She's doing most of the scoring here in the second half. Skolten puts it up and in. Inbound pass by O'Connor goes to Jennifer Crosby. Crosby will work it up the floor. Crosby gets it to Sierra Peterson. Peterson trying to work against Chipota. Gets herself into trouble with Gore. Gore strips it away, but Peterson gets the ball back. Peterson tries to get it up to Crosby, but Skolten is there to take it away. Skolten's working one-on-one with Missy Clark. Takes her to the floor. Thinks she got a little wrapped up in Missy Clark's feet and ends up traveling before she puts the shot up and in. Got another substitution for Tri-Valley. Teal O'Connor will check in and give Courtney Adams a breather. I think Coach Dallarico's trying to just give everybody a spell now. Jennifer Crosby brings the ball up the floor, working against the 1-3-1. She goes to the right wing to Peterson. Peterson tries the long pass cross court. Tez Matthews catches it, shoots it. Looks like it's going to go in, but it rattles out. Rebound, Hannah Keith. Hannah Keith gets it up to O'Connor. O'Connor with a dangerous but good entry pass into Skolten. Skolten saves it. Has to kick it back out to Chipota. Chipota gets it to Skolten. Skolten pulls up from about 14 and hits it. 52-23 Tri-Valley. Skolten's creeping up on the 20-point mark. Jennifer Crosby pushes it up the floor. Working against the 1-3-1. Gets it to Peterson. Peterson on the right wing. Peterson gets it down low to Missy Clark. Clark puts up a quick shot. Shot no good. Tez Matthews going to try to track down a loose rebound, but she was trying to save what was going to be a Sioux Valley ball anyway. Sioux Valley ball. Ball out of bounds off of, I believe it was Teal O'Connor. Sioux Valley sets up an inbound pass. O'Connor gets it to Peterson. O'Connor steps in, gets the return pass, puts up a shot. She's fouled. She's going to get two free throw attempts. Foul called on Skolten, second personal. Sierra O'Connor shooting two. First shot off the back of the rim and the board and out. Sioux Valley having a scoring troubles here in the second half. And there's one. 52-24, Tri-Valley. O'Connor gets the second of two free throws. Skolten pushes the ball up. Peterson up at the top of the key will defend her. Peterson's all over her. Lucky she didn't get a foul. Crosby steps in to try to break up the pass and comes up with the loose ball. Then carries, or over and back. Over and back. She put one foot into the forecourt and then returns. I'm actually going to argue that was not a good call because you have to get full possession into the forecourt before you're actually in the forecourt, and she didn't. Could have called a couple other things, though. I think she did travel. Wendy Gore is going to come out, and Courtney Adams will check in. Rachel Chipota inbounds. Chipota tries to get it to Skolten. Skolten's in a crowd. Sierra Peterson knocks the ball out of bounds. Tri-Valley will get possession. They just gained some ground. They'll inbound on the sideline a little closer to the basket. Chipota doesn't have much to choose from. Not a lot of movement on the inbounds play. Gets it out to Adams. Adams is in trouble. Lobs one. Chipota somehow manages to pull it in. Now Chipota's kind of in trouble. She gets it down to Keith, down close to the baseline. She's driving on Peterson. She shoots up over Missy Clark. Rebound goes to Teal O'Connor, who puts it in from the weak side. I think the referee's kind of trying to let this game go. It seems like there's a lot of contact on that last play. Crosby gets it down to Peterson on the right wing. Peterson working against O'Connor or Chipota. Shot goes long. O'Connor forgot the rebound for Sioux Valley. This ball's going to be knocked out of bounds by Teal O'Connor. We're calling it a double touch. Possession arrow favors Sioux Valley. Sioux Valley will maintain control. Nikki Bartel will check in for Sioux Valley. She'll check in for Teslin Matthews. Clark, Bartel, Jennifer Crosby, Peterson line up at the free throw line for the inbounds pass. Peterson breaks to the left wing. She gets the entry pass from O'Connor. Gets it back up to Nikki Bartel. Bartel puts up the shot. It is good. Bartel for two. 54-26 is now the Tri-Valley lead. Skolten brings it into the forecourt. She's stopped by Peterson. Gets the ball to Keith. Keith out to Adams. Adams tries the shot. No good. Bartel with the rebound. Bartel gets it to Crosby. Crosby can't control it. Bartel grains it back in and gives it back to Crosby a second time. Crosby working against Adams. Adams gets her over into the right corner. Crosby gets it to the high post to O'Connor. O'Connor shoots. No good. Skolten with the rebound. Skolten pushes the ball up. Big long pass. Crosby intercepts. Crosby pushes it up the floor. Past Adams. She's got to get past two more defenders. She can't quite do it. She puts up a shot that's blocked by Skolten. Nikki Bartel with the loose ball. She puts up a shot. Peterson gets the rebound. She's fouled by Teal O'Connor. Peterson gets the bucket and the foul. She has a chance for a three-point play. As Sioux Valley cuts into the lead, it's now 54-28. 54-28 Tri-Valley, that is. Peterson at the free throw line trying to complete a three-point play. Shot is good. Nice work. Peterson completes a three-point play. 54-29 Tri-Valley. Skolten brings it up the floor. Skolten working slowly against Peterson. Kind of a 1-2-2 that we're in now. Peterson ties up the ball with Skolten. She might get a foul called. Yep, she fouls Skolten. Skolten will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Not good news for Sioux Valley. Skolten, the most effective free throw shooter for Tri-Valley. I think Peterson just picked up her fourth foul. If the scoreboard is updated, it's her fourth foul. If not, yep, it's her fourth foul. Thought for a second she might have fouled out. Skolten gets it up off the front rim, around the side, and in. Sioux Valley substitution. Amber Schultz checks in for Missy Clark. Skolten shoots her second free throw. Second one is up off the rim, but no good. Rebound, Nikki Bartel. Nikki Bartel gets it to Jennifer Crosby. Crosby will work it over the midcourt line. Crosby tries to get it to the right wing to Bartel, but Skolten knocks it out of bounds. O'Connor inbounds up to the top of the key to Sierra Peterson. Peterson gets it down low to Bartel. Bartel shoots off the glass and scores. Nice four-point quarter for Bartel. She's about 2-for-4 from the floor. Skolten brings it up. Dangerous pass down low to Keith, but Keith gets it and drives to the hoop and scores. Nice work by Keith. Good, strong move on the baseline. Jennifer Crosby puts the ball over the floor. About 2 minutes to go. Peterson up high. Peterson tries to get it down low to Bartel. Adams deflects the pass out of bounds. Wendy Gore will check back in, give Rachel Chipota a spell. O'Connor will inbound, down low to Bartel, who's going to put it up again and score. Bartel with the hot hand. I'm estimating 3-for-5 from the floor. 6 quick points here in the fourth quarter. Something that Sioux Valley desperately needed. Skolten working the ball at the top of the key. She tries to get it to Gore at the high post. Gore can't control it. Skolten and Sierra Peterson end up on the floor with Gore. Skolten and Peterson tie it up. Tri-Valley gets the possession arrow. Hannah Keith will inbound underneath. O'Connor pops out onto the wing, gets the inbound pass, puts up the shot. Shot no good. Wendy Gore battling for the rebound, but Nikki Bartel comes up with it. Nikki Bartel in trouble, gets it to O'Connor, gets it back to Crosby. Now Crosby will push it up the floor. Crosby working against Adams. Crosby working well with her left hand. She goes by Adams. Skolten picks her up, but can't stop her. Gets it down to Bartel. Bartel thinking nothing but shot here as she's got the hot hand. This time Hannah Keith's there to block it. Buck 27 left in this ball game. Free throw line set up again. O'Connor inbounds to Peterson. Down to the low post to Peterson. Sorry, to O'Connor. O'Connor is pretty much trapped by three women. Does not know what to do with the ball. Ends up traveling. Skolten inbounds to O'Connor. Back to Skolten. Skolten will walk the ball up the floor. Minute 18 left. Skolten gets it down to Keith. Keith's going to try to drive baseline again, but this time O'Connor stops her. We're going to have an over-the-back foul on Gore on the weak side. So Amber Schultz will go to the free throw line. The fourth foul on Wendy Gore. But she managed to She managed to manage her free throw or her foul troubles and not foul out of the, well, at least so far, not foul out of this game. With a minute and 11 seconds left, that's her fourth foul. Amber Schultz is going to go to the free throw line to shoot 1-1. Much of this game has been spent on the free throw line for both teams. Schultz comes up short on her 1-1 free throw. That's a violation. Did not hit the rim or backboard. So possession goes over to Tri-Valley. Tri-Valley's going to call a 30-second timeout. Perhaps try to work on a specific play for this last minute and 11 seconds. It's a short timeout, 30-second timeout. As I mentioned, we've got Hoosley boys against Cordova JV coming up next. That game will get underway in about a half an hour, 25 minutes. A little behind schedule today as the referees had to make the trip down from Fairbanks. Ran a little behind. This is the first of six games on the afternoon. Basically, Tri-Valley and Sioux Valley are battling for fifth place in this tournament right now. Each of them lost their first two games. Trying to come up with the first win of the tournament. Looks like Tri-Valley, well, pretty clear at this point with a minute and 11 seconds left that Tri-Valley is going to come up with their first win of the tournament. And now Jimmy Sickler from Sioux Valley calls a full timeout. Didn't know we needed so much strategy for this last minute 11 seconds. Okay, so don't really know. I'm a little bit of a loss for what to say here with the double timeout. Can mention that Kristen Skolton had a fantastic game. She was not available for Tri-Valley last night. I'm not sure if she played on Friday night either, but based on this single game performance, I think she might have earned a shot on the all-tourney team. I have to believe that Wendy Gore is going to be on the all-tourney team. It's hard for me to imagine that she wouldn't be. She's just had such a stellar performance. I was not here for their first game on Thursday, so I don't know how well she played then, but I have to assume that she was a team leader in that game just as she's been in the past two. Again, Skolton not available for game two, but she has been the standout player in this ball game. Wendy Gore doing a phenomenal job today, not quite as effective as yesterday, but exhaustion has to be a key. She put out so much effort in that Northway game yesterday. North Pole game yesterday. It was just a phenomenal effort, and she did literally fall to the floor at the end of the game. Well, whatever Tri-Valley worked on seemed to have worked. It was a nice high-low entry pass to Keith on the low baseline, who made a great entry pass to Gore under the basket. Gore broke in from the opposite wing to get the pass, but she was unable to complete the play. The rebound was controlled, I think, by Nikki Bartel. Nikki Bartel or Amber Schultz, whomever, was fouled. Foul was on Kristen Skolton. And that's going to put Nikki Bartel at the line to shoot 1-1. Nikki Bartel has 6 points here in this quarter. She's come on to give Sioux Valley a much-needed burst in scoring. She goes up off the glass and out. Rebound, Keith. Keith gets the ball up the floor to Skolton. Skolton tries a long, dangerous pass, but it works. From the opposite end, O'Connor tries a shot. Skolton gets the rebound shot. No good. O'Connor with the rebound gets it to Peterson. Peterson driving hard against Keith, but Keith gets her to stop. Peterson pulls up and shoots anyway. Shot no good. Amber Schultz with the rebound underneath. She can't put it back in. Nikki Bartel gets the rebound, puts up a wild shot. Skolton with the rebound. She tries to control it, working two-on-one against Crosby. Skolton's going to take it herself, works around Crosby and lays it in off the glass. I'm going to bet she's made it to the 20-point mark at this point. Sierra Peterson brings the ball up the floor for Sioux Valley with 22 seconds to go. Entry pass to the high post to Amber Schultz. High-low pass to the low key to O'Connor. O'Connor can't control it. Nice save by Wendy Gore, but she saves it into Schultz for Sioux Valley. Peterson drives to the free throw line extended, gets it to O'Connor. O'Connor's shot's no good. Wendy Gore gets another rebound and saves it. Ball goes up to Skolton. He'll take the last shot of the game. She puts it up off the glass and good. Now I know she scored 20 points on the night. A big, big game for Kristen Skolton. Really would have helped to have had her last night against North Pole, although North Pole is such a good team. I'm not sure it would have been enough to make a difference, a significant difference, but a great game from Kristen Skolton. I'm going to say she scored 20 points. Another solid game from Wendy Gore. And just a solid all-around game from Tri-Valley. A lot of hustle from Hannah Keith, Teal O'Connor, and Rachel Chipota. they do a great job. Three ladies that do a nice job of mixing between the guard and forward position. They can play big and they can control the ball. Courtney Adams did a nice job at the top of their 1-3-1 zone defense, giving the Sioux Valley point guards trouble all day. Tough tournament for Sioux Valley. They dropped three games. They lose this one 61-35, but they should feel satisfied that they are able to put 35 points on the board. So they had a little bit of trouble scoring throughout this tournament. Nice for the home team, Tri-Valley Lady Warrior Vikings, to get a win. They're definitely pleased with themselves. So that'll do it for game one. Five more games coming up today here at the Tri-Valley Invitational.